This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
They got him, Mike. They got him. Nuggets Lakers last night. Wasn't always pretty, but the Nuggets did lead wire to wire. Lakers tied it late, but we're going to get into it today. Also, some great guests throughout the show. We're sprinkling it in today. We got two former great UNC Bears, great members of the community. They're going to join me throughout the day today as we get you hyped for the Big Sky Conference Tournament coming up on Monday. We'll get into that. Some Broncos news. Russell Westbrook had some interesting comments to reporters, and you know my take on all that stuff, so I want to get into that. So much to discuss, so little time to do it. The whole show, Mike, when does it start?
It starts in a couple minutes.
Starts right now. LeBron James is you guys think flopping is an issue and a problem. LeBron James drives me insane. He goes down last night and he grabs both elbows. I think it was in the fourth quarter he does this. He goes down, he grabs both elbows, and then he gets up and it's one elbow. It's like, I don't even know if he knew which elbow it was. And then I videoed it. He like glanced at the camera to make sure that the camera was on him before he really started to grimace. He had 16 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists. That doesn't matter. The Nuggets win this was a big game for Denver. We're talking about this crazy stretch that the Nuggets are going on here. And getting the first one was a big deal because the rest of the way, I mean, they're right back at it tonight. They got the Knicks tonight. Friday night basketball. Really excited about that. And then Monday, they're at OKC, Wednesday against Houston, home against Houston, Thursday at San Antonio, and then Saturday at Los Angeles. So the next 6-game stretch here, we knew was going to be extremely difficult for Denver. And if you can get that first one, good. All right, then you got your home game tonight against the Knicks. We believe Aaron Gordon is going to be back in the fold tonight, so I'm really looking forward to that. I don't know what his minutes will look like. I don't expect a huge impact, but you got to start getting him rolling with this team again, as we're now under the 20-game mark for the Nuggets remaining in this NBA season. All right, so you get the win. Nuggets started out hot. The Lakers looked absolutely discombobulated, but I knew it wasn't going to stay that way. I mean, you have too many, especially when you have Luka on this team. He's just too good of a player. And they did. Things rounded out for them. They actually tie this game late, but the Nuggets continued to kind of... I thought Joker was key in this game. Now, Joker almost had, Michael, the infamous quadruple-double. Double-digit points, double-digit rebounds, double-digit assists, almost double-digit turnovers. He had 9 turnovers in that game. And I don't know. I mean, I know the commentators were really, they were very like, it's a good, what was it, Van Gundy, Steve Nash. I thought it was a good broadcast. They were doing the color commentary, blanking out on play-by-play, blanking out. Anyway, it was on Amazon Prime. And they're singing his praises for sure, but they're acknowledging his turnovers. Man, I'm telling you, the word is out on how to guard Joker. As soon as he catches the ball, you commit the cardinal sin of doubling him, of trying to do a run by where you're trying to knock the ball away. You're risking leaving somebody wide open, but right now it's, hey, blitz Joker with everything you got as soon as he gets that ball, and then maybe back away. And that formula is working. You gotta get him on the post, David Adelman. A lot of times I'm watching this game last night and Joker's backing down from the three-point line. They get the switch they want, but he's so far up top, it's going to be a journey just to back down. Still ends up with 28 points, and here's the thing. And he had 12 boards and 13 assists, triple-double. I still don't think he's playing great. And I don't think it's because of the injury. I don't think it's because of coming back and there's rust. I think defenses are, the more we see this, defenses are studying how to try to stop this guy. And until Adelman readjusts and says, because listen, you want Joker a good chunk of time to play above the free throw line extended. You know, in the wing spot, in between the free throw line and the wing spot, you want him to be up there a lot because he can see the floor a little bit differently from that angle. But he can also see the floor a little bit differently from the low post. And that's what we're not seeing is just a designed, have Jamal, whoever it is at point guard, take the ball down the floor, have Joker go ahead and set up shop a few times down the post. We're not seeing that as much with David Adelman, and I think that's something he's going to have to correct. It seems like an easy enough adjustment, but that certainly has to be something that we fix up here. Michael, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. For more, check him out online at fmsbank.com/KFKA. The good, it's a win. You really needed it. The Nuggets get their 39th win of the season, are now 39-24, 17-12 at home. And for all the Lakers fans that were there last night at Ball Arena, as Michael Malone once said, take that L on the way out. There were too many Lakers fans in Ball Arena last night. The bad for me was David Adelman's usage sometimes. And I'm still confused by the minutes. I'm still confused, you know, about how he decides to use Joker, not putting him down in the post. Certainly a bad for me. And I'm going to go the ugly here. LeBron James going down with the elbow, grabbing both elbows, doesn't know which one, and then the camera catches him, and he catches the camera, and then, oh, he grimaces. It was beautiful, man. It's Tom Hanks worthy. I mean, it was as good as Castaway, his acting in that movie. As good as Raymond, and everybody loves Raymond, which is one of the best out there. He sees the camera and totally grimaces. Then he has to be like tenderly helped up, and they're walking him to the side. I'm like, it's your elbow, man. It's your elbow. It's not your leg. And so he's over on the sidelines, and it looks like, oh man, he broke his elbow. Oh, 5 seconds later, he's back in. I've always said this: if you're hurt, you're hurt. But if you're that hurt, get off the floor. Or if you're not that hurt, get off the floor, recover, whatever. But LeBron makes it a skeptical. And it looks like he's going to need the stretcher. And then 4 minutes later, he's out there playing. That's what frustrates me about LeBron James. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. And that's the good, the bad, the ugly. Good friend of mine is going to join the show today. He's the president of Bank of Colorado, Sean Ostoff. But more importantly, for this conversation that we're having, his 1988-1989 team for the UNC Bears, he played college basketball. He played for the University of Northern Colorado. They are a Hall of Fame team for UNC. We're going to have Sean on to talk to us a little bit about what it means to him to be a Bear, what it means to him to, I mean, as you know, the arena that the Bears play in is called Bank of Colorado Arena. So what it means to him to be such a big supporter of the University of Northern Colorado, a man that went to UNC and also went to Colorado State. So I'm excited to have him on the show today. He and I get together quite often, but I've never had him on the program before. And we were talking the other day and I said, man, let's get you on. Let's build up this hype. The Bears are in the Big Sky Tournament that starts Monday. They play Montana, 5:30, I think, Michael. So we're trying to get the raise the hype here. Also joining me is Mike Higgins. Mike Higgins was also on that team, but was such an amazing player. He was a second team All-American basketball player. Led the Bears to the 1989 North Conference Championship. He's a four-time All-Conference performer. He's the Bears' career leader in scoring and rebounding. He holds 21 other school records. He is a Greeley native. And then he went on to play for the Lakers, but also played for the Nuggets before enjoying a secondary career, a professional career overseas. And now he is obviously a great leader in the community. So we're excited to bring him on, too, in the second hour. Bringing a lot of legendary Bears on the program today. Michael?
I'm just confirming that, yes, UNC does play Montana in Boise at 5:30 Mountain Time, and
Thank
that
you.
Is 3 hours, 5 days, 14 minutes, and 9 seconds from now.
How many there seconds
is a
now?
Ticker on UNC's
How many
website.
Seconds now? How many seconds now?
Four.
How many now?
Three, two, one. Now 13 minutes.
Okay. We'll get your update throughout the day because I'd like to know how this goes. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Michael, it's snowing outside. How did the scoot get along in the snow today?
I didn't bring it.
Oh. I thought you had, like, chains you could put on that bad boy.
No.
No? You got to get chains. You got to get chains you can put on the scoot.
If I had chains for my scooter,
yeah,
I would call the scooter Alice.
What?
Come on, Brady.
What? No, I seriously don't know what you're meaning.
Alice in chains?
Oh. Really?
Come on.
Is that how you want to start your Friday?
Friday started a long time ago.
It doesn't count until it's on the whole show. Is that how you want to start your whole show Friday? Is that really how you want to do this?
Yes, I do.
Oh, boy. I'm just glad the Nuggets win last night. Really don't like the Lakers. Luka got himself a technical foul last night. I don't know what he said to the official. Nothing looked obvious from somebody just watching the game. Clearly said something to an official. He's only got one more tech he can give one more tech before he gets some suspensions. And I don't know how long he gets suspended, but he's got one more.
And how many techs can you get in a season?
I think 16. If you get 16, you get a suspension. Can you Google that? Like, if you get 16 technical fouls in a season, how long are you suspended for? Because I believe he has 15. I believe on the broadcast last night they said it was 16. I mean, he looked like flabbergasted. What? What did I say? He looked at the referee after the Nuggets hit a wide-open three-point shot, so it wasn't like any kind of questionable play. But he looked over at the ref, and the ref was quick to it. He was quick. All right, go ahead,
16
Mike.
Fouls would be a one-game suspension.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
After 16,
that's just a rest.
Every additional two technical fouls, 18, 20,
oh, so after
would,
16.
Be an additional one-game suspension.
Well, let's go ahead and get him that 16th. That way, if we end up playing the Lakers in the playoffs, it's going to just take one tech to get him an extra, or two other techs to get him an extra game.
How many techs does Jokic have?
I don't. Google it. Google it. Let me give you a guess.
I figured you would know that.
I don't know that. Three? I'm going to say three technical fouls on the season. Because they didn't call him one with that Dort thing. I don't think, anyway. He hasn't played that many games this year. So I'm going to go three technical fouls. Efforting? Still efforting on that?
It only had 2023, 2024, so I'm now...
Oh, wow, that's a while
being
ago.
Being more specific.
Okay, that's a while ago.
He has one.
One, okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was much.
Well, technically, he has
technically
one.
Technically foul, he has one, yeah. No David Roddy last night. David Roddy did suit up for the Nuggets. I made a bold prediction that Christian Brown would have 12-plus points and the Joker would have 30, and David Roddy would play at least 2 minutes and maybe get a bucket. I was right on one of them and missed Joker by two and Roddy by 2 minutes and a bucket. Now, David Adelman spoke highly of both Tyus Jones and David Roddy and what he thinks they can bring to the team. I don't know if Roddy... I figured that game last night would be the game. If he's not going to play in a game like that where there's no AG, there's no Peyton Watson, there's no Spencer Jones, that seemed like that would be the game to do it. But didn't happen. Didn't happen that way. Well, and honestly, the Lakers were going so small that, you know, you're just... Roddy's like a three guy, typically. He's a forward. But still, they just didn't... Didn't like that matchup enough. He might play tonight. You're on a back-to-back. Guys played a lot of minutes last night. Joker played 38 minutes. Jamal played 38 minutes. Christian Brown played 40. Christian Brown, still a ways to go here, but liked a lot of what I saw with him. Still hesitant at times. It only shows one turnover, but for some reason it felt like more. Maybe because some of those passes from Joker were going to Brown. But this was a good win for Denver. A solid win. I mean, you got a Lakers team that's, they're not bad. They're pretty much the same. Now three games behind Denver. And that was one you needed to have. And that puts you... That keeps you tighter in that fifth spot at least. Nuggets are 39-24. The Lakers are 37-25, and then you go down to the play-in teams. You know, Phoenix is 35-27. You just got to avoid the play-in. Just got to avoid that. But this stretch here, if you could survive this stretch, and you know, six games, if you can go 4-2, which there have already got one. If you could go 4-2 in these six, then I think you're going to be feeling really good about your situation. A win tonight would be huge if you find a way to get it on a back-to-back against a really good Knicks team. Yeah, the Knicks are 6-4 in their last 10, so certainly going to be another battle tonight, and it is a back-to-back, but who knows how much. Some people tell you it really does impact things. Some people say it doesn't. The Nuggets are a 1.5-point dog at home, but also taking into consideration that it is on a back-to-back. More Nuggets talk. I got Broncos stuff, too, that we can get into. Russell Westbrook, former Nugget for a second, now with the Kings, had some words for Kings reporters last night, and you know me, whenever we get into the whole players get pissed because reporters aren't living the exact same life as basketball players, they shouldn't be able to write about them, shouldn't be able to talk about them. We'll get into that conversation in a moment. Top stories of the day, we'll get to that. Also, the Jim Mora era kind of unofficially starts on Sunday as spring football for Colorado State is coming up Sunday morning. So we'll get into a little bit of everything here on the whole show. 23 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Rockies, the NCAA, and the NFL, and KFKA. And we aren't changing anytime soon. We have the sports broadcast you need on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
Big City Roadhouse. We've got our watch party coming up over there at Big City Roadhouse on March 19th. And the burgers, the pizza, the burritos, the steak, the wings, and the beer. Oh, yeah. And all of the giant TVs surrounding the place now. They have made some slight edits to the place over at Big City Roadhouse. They got their signage up out there, too. Guys, this is the best spot. Take it from me if you trust me. I think you do. I think you trust my opinion. Big City Roadhouse is the place to go. It's where the old Cables was. And you're going to learn a lot about that place when you come out for the watch party to hang out with Brian Gary, Tanner Schwint. I think Bruce Dick's going to be there. Michael might even scoot down there, depending on the weather. I'm certainly going to be there. It's going to be a blast. These watch parties are always so much fun. And just college basketball. You're not going to miss a game. There's college basketball surrounding Big City Roadhouse.
Anything else happening there?
The race of a century, you mean? Yeah. It's coming up. I'm going to beat Tanner in a race. I'm going to lap him. We're only doing 20 yards. I'm going to lap him on 20 yards. That's how fast I am.
Is he going to wear real shoes or he's going to wear his cowboy boots?
He'll probably forget and wear his boots and then go, oh, I can't do it. And I'm running in my boots. I can't do it. So you
pulled
got me there.
Last night running after my cow.
Probably. 29 minutes after the hour. Sean Ostoff going to join me, president of Bank of Colorado Arena. Former UNC Bears, UNC Bear player. Just how pumped is he to see his Bears playing on Monday at 5:30 in the second round of the Big Sky Conference tournament for, win three games, you punch a ticket to March Madness. Sean, coming up next. I love talking to legends of the area, local legends, and Sean's certainly one of those guys. He's coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Joe Cravens, former Big Sky basketball coach, now Big Sky broadcaster, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1, 1310, KFK. You better listen. It's more fun than getting dirty.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Joining me now, a great friend of mine, president. You've heard his ads. You've heard his voice. You know his name. President of Bank of Colorado, Sean Ostoff, who was also a member of that UNC Bears Hall of Fame team from 1988 to 1989. They won a whole lot of basketball games there, and Sean is a whole lot taller than me as well. Sean, my friend, thanks for being on with us. Always look forward to our conversations, and I know we're both excited about our Bears coming up on Monday.
Hey, Brady, good to be with you, and thanks for having me on the radio this morning. Gosh, the Bears are playing so well. I every time I see Steve, I got to pinch myself and pinch him too, because the Bears have been playing so well this last half of the season, and we always knew this team had the talent to do it, and it's just fun to see then finally doing so well here at the end of the season and peaking at the right time, just in time for the Big Sky tournament. So excited for a big run in the tournament and hopefully an NC2A bid.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? And Sean, be honest, when they were 1-7 in the Big Sky Conference, when their record was 1-7, how were you feeling about this team's chances of doing something crazy, you know, throughout the season and specifically in this Big Sky tournament coming up?
Well, I didn't know if we'd have this kind of a run, but I always knew this team had it in them. You know, we saw it early on. They almost beat Texas Tech at Texas Tech. They knocked off CU at CU, and any of the losses they had, even early on, were tight losses, you know, up at Montana State, up at Montana, and then to start the season, it wasn't like they were getting blown out anywhere. So this team definitely has the talent. They've got the players. They've got the coach. It was just a matter of getting it all pulled together. And you got to keep in mind, too, a lot of new faces. And every year, it seems like in college basketball, you got so many new faces to deal with. And it takes teams a minute to get to playing together and really operating as a unit. And I think we're seeing that now.
Joining us now, Sean Ostoff, the president of Bank of Colorado, also a former UNC Bear. And you're big into, obviously, you support a lot of these teams. You know, you went to UNC, played for UNC, but also went to CSU, so I know you support the Rams too. But what does it mean to you to have played for the University of Northern Colorado and then to continue not only following closely as a fan, but you follow closely as a supporter, as someone who really, obviously we know Bank of Colorado Arena, you guys do a lot for this community. You do a lot for the University of Northern Colorado.
Well, Greeley in Northern Colorado, heck of a community, and we've had so much support from customers and businesses in Greeley, and we just try to do what we can to support the communities we serve and try to make the community a better place. UNC is a huge part of the community in Greeley, and so it's an honor and a privilege to be associated with such a great athletic department, number one, but the university as well. We do some stuff with the business school and other places, and of course our our fearless leader, Andy Feinstein's a good friend, and he's done such a heck of a job bringing the medical school to UNC, and it's really going to make a huge difference to Greeley and Northern Colorado, and actually the state of Colorado, because it's the only other place other than CU Medicine that offers a medical degree. So it'll be unbelievable for UNC and for the state.
And Sean, you know, you and I, we have a connection. We're both Eastern Colorado dudes. And how did an Eastern Colorado dude end up here, end up playing college basketball, and then ends up being a president of one of the biggest banks in the state? I mean, that's quite the journey, my friend. That doesn't just happen for us small town kids, man. We don't have all these opportunities around us, so we got to come up here to the big cities and try to pave our way.
Well, yeah, I think you're being a little too generous there with that, Brady. But you know, I tell everybody I graduated in the top 12 of my class, and so that was the start of it. But as you know, there were only 12 in the class to start with, because it was a pretty small school. But you know, like my dad told us when we were growing up, you just got to do the best you can with the job you've got, and good things will happen. And I think that's the key to life, is work hard, do your best, and good things happen. And that's been the case for me, and I know it has been for you, and most others, I think, would probably say that. Better just to stay in your lane, do the best you can, good things will happen.
What does it mean to you personally to be in a position where you have a business, an entity that can give back and support, you know, your old school?
Well, I'm fortunate to be in the position here with Bank of Colorado. We're a terrific organization owned by the Dinsdale family, who is so generous in all the markets we serve. You look at the communities we serve around the state, and we've been very generous in all of those communities, thanks to the Dinsdale family and their desire to try to do the best we can in the communities we serve to make the communities a better place. And that's really a tribute to the Dinsdale family and the founder of the bank, Roy Dinsdale, and he was always so supportive of whatever the market president wanted to do in those communities, because he always said, they know the communities better than I do, and I want them to make sure they do whatever they can to support that community. So that might mean different things in different communities, but we're proud to be able to do what we do in the communities we serve, and to give back, and to help make them a better place, hopefully, than it would be otherwise.
Yeah, well, and you're out in the community all the time, you know, not just on the sports side of things, but giving back constantly and just making your presence known throughout it. And I know we're all thankful. There's not many people that in my circles, at least, that don't know the name Sean Ostoff. So we love what you do. We love what you do for this community. But Sean, let me ask you this too: when did you start thinking I might be able to play college basketball?
Oh, gosh, I didn't know for sure, but I think you and I had this conversation. You know, you start playing a little bit and feeling pretty good, and I always thought I'd go to CSU and play basketball and get my engineering degree, but they didn't see it the same way I did, Brady, you know. So they didn't offer me a scholarship, and I was lucky enough that UNC offered me a scholarship to come and play at UNC. So life doesn't always go as you plan it. But again, just work hard and good things will happen. And I felt fortunate to get an education from UNC and have the opportunity to play a little basketball while I was there. So it was a fun time.
Sean, do you stay in touch with a lot of those teammates from that you know, the late 80s, that 88, 89 basketball team that was honored, you know, into the Hall of Fame not too long ago?
You know, a handful. Of course, Mike Higgins, I lived with Mike for 3 years. We were teammates and good friends. He's still there in Greeley. Toby Mosier, he's in Boulder, and we communicate probably not as frequently as we should. I'm probably the one at fault there, but we need to get together more and relive the glory days, as they say. But all great guys, and they're all doing good things in the communities they're in too.
Well, and we're going to, thanks to you setting this up for us, we're going to bring Mike Higgins on the program today, actually. We're going to, because we're building up the hype, Sean. We're trying to get geared up for this Big Sky tournament. So who better to help us do that than a couple of stud, you know, former basketball players that played for the Bears, man? No, who better to talk to us about that?
Well, Mike's your guy there. Mike's one of the great all-time greats from UNC and, gosh, all-time greats coming out of Colorado. And he had such a tremendous career, not only at UNC, but professionally as well. I think Mike played until he was some ridiculous age, like 42 years old or something, and played overseas, had a few stints in the NBA, but just a great guy and an incredible basketball player, obviously.
Well, Sean, we give him a pass, right? Even I know he was a Laker, but I can give him a pass for today, right? That's especially since the Nuggets won last night. So that's I won't bring up any sports hate or bad blood or anything. It's going to be all respect here on the program.
That's right. And I know he's a Nuggets fan too. And gosh, they're playing great. That was fun to watch last night.
Did you hang in there? Did you stay up and watch the whole thing?
I did. I might have nodded off a couple of times, but I did see the finish.
I was hoping for when they got up, you know, a big at one point. I'm thinking, come on, just keep pouring it on because I would like to pass out right now. But Lakers made it interesting. The Nuggets found a way to get it done, and big win. Great basketball going on in the area, Sean. I love it.
That's right. I do too. Can't wait for Gordon to be back, and I'm so excited for both CSU and UNC coming into these conference tournaments because I think they both could make a deep run. And hopefully they both end up with an NC2A bid. You never know. That's why they play the games, right?
Yeah, you never know. We could have a lot of excitement coming up here as we get to mid to late March. Sean, my friend, you know, I think the world of you, man, and I always look forward to our conversations. Really appreciate you giving us your time today to jump on the program. But you're always welcome, my friend.
Well, it goes both ways, Brady, and thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right,
good
Sean.
To talk with you.
We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Go Bears.
All right, let's go Bears. Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. Almost said Bank of Colorado Arena, which I guess kind of is. But Sean's a great dude, and he's another one of those great community leaders that played for the University of Northern Colorado. So absolutely diehard fan of Sean, and I'm a diehard Bears fan. I went to UNC as well. I'm not a president of a bank or anything, but I get to be long across from Michael every day. So I think Sean and I are tied probably as far as our career success go there.
I'm an aardvark.
Yep, that's true. 46 minutes after the hour, let's take a quick break here. Thanks, Mike.
I went to Ames.
I know. So did I.
We had a mascot. Ames. We didn't have any sports teams.
Yeah, why'd you have why a mascot? Why a mascot?
I don't know. There was a guy who was dressed up in a mascot.
Just walked around campus? Just like walked around? Like, hey, go students. Yeah.
Well, he was at an event one day for some reason.
Oh, okay. Only pull out the aardvark in special occasions. 46 after. We'll be right back.
One mission, to provide the best morning radio in Colorado. Good Morning NoCo, weekdays 6 to 10, on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Renaissance Insurance Group. We're talking about UNC Bears supporters today. Renaissance Insurance Group is a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence. Ryan Hicks is my guy, man. He's a former Bear. He's a big-time UNC supporter, big-time community supporter. And that's what it's all about. That's why this show's able to go. That's why the station's able to go, is because people like Ryan Hicks, people like Sean Ostoff, they believe in what we're doing to get the word out there, whether it's news, sports, entertainment, coming from this Northern Colorado perspective. It's pretty awesome. Renaissance Insurance Group. Talk to my guy, Ryan Hicks, at 970-674-8825, or visit team-rig.com. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. What's on your mind, Michael? You look like something's on your mind back there.
I don't like the snow. I understand we need...
Are you ever like... Is there ever a day where you're just like, gee golly, I like today. I like what's happening around me right now. Does that happen ever, maybe once?
I like it when the Broncos win. I like it when it's rainy. I like it when I get sleep.
Okay. You like, that's just...
I just don't want...
need the moisture, Mike.
Snow.
Farmers that are listening, I apologize. We need the moisture. Screw your feelings.
I know we need it.
Screw your feelings. I would like it elsewhere. No, we need it around here.
I would like the several blocks where I dwell to not have snow.
No, I want there to be more snow there. I want there to be more snow. I hope it actually goes to 5 feet there, and you have to shovel through it. Just because you complain about it. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to Mike Higgins a little bit later on in the program. He is a dude. Talk about a decorated career. Talk about a legend, UNC Bear. Legendary UNC Bear. We're building it up, Mike. Do you think the Bears are going to get it done? They got to win three games, Michael.
Is that all?
That's it. Do you think they can do it?
I'm calling it now. They will.
They're going to do it? It starts with Montana. Travis, the new guy, I hope there's more snow there and has a freezer full of filet of fishes. Yeah, I hope too. I'm with you, Travis, the new guy. I hope it snows more where Michael is and it just starts raining filet of fish on your head.
You're going to bring up those bad memories for me, Brady?
Well, I get
you know what? I hope you have bad memories, too.
Well, I don't bitch about them like you do as much. Hey, Mike, how are you? I don't like this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this. You know? Come on, Mike. It's one time I want to say, how are you, man? And you're like, you know what? I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you? Is that possible?
You know what, Brady? No, not today.
It's not. I just wish it was. It'd be so cool if it was possible. If I could just say, hey, buddy, how's it going? You know, pretty good, pal. How are you, man?
If yesterday was Sunday and the Broncos had won, I'd feel differently.
I just don't know, like, why you base your entire life and your happiness on the Broncos. They didn't play, Mike. They didn't play over the week. The season's over. They lost in the AFC Championship game. They didn't make it to the... to the Super Bowl, Mike.
Great. Now remind me of that. Now I've got bad memories of having to cook filet of fish, and I'm thinking about the Broncos losing.
Derb says, so in Colorado, Mike is happy like 15 days of the year. When it rains, Broncos win and sleeps coordinate. So you're like, 10, 15 days a year, you're kind of happy. Wow.
I mean, I'm happy when I'm hanging out with my family.
Yeah, what was that? You didn't turn your phone on silence back there?
It's an alarm.
Very unprofessional, Mike. It's radio, buddy. Very unprofessional. I figured you'd do better than that. I figured you would know better.
Maybe I'll change the time. You know what? I'm just going to keep the alarm on. I'm going to have the alarm going.
Yeah.
And I'll title it, Filet of Fish is Terrible,
and I
Hate Snow.
Do you want to try the new burger that the CEO barely chomped into? Is it the Arch Burger?
I kind of do. I think we should try it on the air.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Tanner? I saw him put his coat on. Do you think he's running out to grab us a couple of burgers? Bag of beers, bag of burgers kind of thing?
Well, you can have the bag of beers. I'll have a Mountain Dew. Do you think
that this McDonald's thing was actually like a secret marketing ploy? Because it honestly, as silly as he sounded and looked doing it, we're talking about it. I've never talked to, no one's talked about a burger as much as we've talked about this burger, I don't think, in the history of burgers.
If it is, then it's
genius.
Maybe brilliant?
Genius. Yeah, maybe it is.
Because I don't know. It didn't make me want to have the burger.
It made me want to have
the double cheeseburger, which is what I would get for lunch.
Yeah, but okay.
The Smee, which is what I'd get for breakfast.
The what?
The Smee.
What's the
sausage McMuffin with egg?
Is that what the cool guys? You didn't want to say it all, so you come up with your own abbreviation for it.
Well, yeah, it was abbreviated as SME.
Okay,
so we called it a Smee.
All right, top stories of the day. Join Michael and Smee coming up next.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.